是一些异端的传开
was that they were preaching another doctrine.
异端的传开是直接影响神的见证。
And when these other doctrines are preached, it affects the testimony of God.
那一提到神的见证的时候
And when you mention the testimony of God,
就不仅是个人的问题
Not only does it have to do with the individual,
就牵连到神的教会团体的问题
It also has a relationship. It will deal with the entire church, the corporate body of God.
那么所以我们看到在第二从第二章开始就说到一些个人该有的学习
So in chapter 2 we can see that there should be some lessons, exercises for the individual
但是这是个人的学习乃是根基于主的自己
But these personal experiences is based upon the Lord himself
是借着主自己所已经做成的来显明在我们
It is through the completed work of the Lord to be manifested upon us individually.
但是光是有个人的追求和学习还不足够。
But if you only have personal experience and being saved, that is not enough.
因为神的见证不是靠一两个人去称作的。
Because the testimony of God is not supported by one or two individuals.
它是一个团体。的要求
It is a requirement on a corporate body.
那所以圣灵的引导到了第三章就开始把我们带进那个配搭的服事上面
So the spirit guides, it leads us into chapter 3 which gives us the coordination of working together.
那当然这里所提到的配搭的服事只是限于在教会的主要的服事的
Of course, this working together of the corporate body here mentioned is only pertains to the service of the church.
但是这一个服事的范围虽然并没有很广的包括全面的事物。
And the boundary of this service is not very broad that it is include the service in general.
只是限于两种。
And this service mentioned in chapter 3 is only limited to two kinds of service.
这两种的服事都是关乎教会在管理上的安排。
And these two types of service have to do with how to rule over administration of the church.
但是在这个管理上的安排我们都看见这个原则在那里。
And upon how to rule over the church or administering to the church, we can see two principles.
不单是适用在这些在行政上服侍教会的弟兄们的身上。
But these two principles not only apply to the brothers who are servicing as these administrators.
那这个原则也同时是要应用在所有神的儿女的身上。
But these two principles also is applicable to all the children of God.
当然这一个有职分的或者说有一些有行政上服事的弟兄们的要求是高一些。
Of course, this requirement may be a little bit higher on the brother who is service, who has this ministry or serving this in this position.
但是并不等于说对其他的弟兄姊妹们就没有这种的要求。
But that does not equal to saying that it does not require this on all the children of God.
我们记得圣经是圣灵向人说的话。
Remember that the scriptures are spoken by the Spirit.
不是说给少数人听的
It is not only spoken to a few
乃是说给团体神的儿女们去听
To the corporate body, all the children of God
那所以我们就很清楚的要领会到里面的一些好像是对一些特别的弟兄们讲的话
So firstly, we have to be very clear that these words are seemingly spoken to a few brothers or a few of the body
但是那个实际的原则乃是对着全体的神的儿女
But those practical principles actually are spoken to all the children of God
我们看第三章的第一节
And when we look at the first verse in chapter
3是从这样的一句话开始
It begins with this
他说这里有一句话是非常可信
Here it says this is a true saying
什么话呢
What saying is that
人如果想要去实行监督的工作
If a man desire the office of a bishop
我是照原来的意思来读这一节经文
And what I just said is according to the original text
人如果要实用监督的工作，
if anyone desire to exercise the office of a bishop,
那这样的一个想法，
and this way of thinking,
他说就是羡慕做就说善工吧。
And then that person desires a good work.
那这是在神面前做一个属灵的带领，或者说行政上的带领，最根本的一个条件。
And this is a very basic requirement of a spiritual leader or one who leads spiritually in administration.
这个话怎么说呢？
How do you say this?
我刚才犹豫是究竟在用他这个善工，或者说转过来说是羡慕美好的工作。
And I was thinking that should I use the wording that he desire a good work or he desire
在英文就没有这个难度。
There's no difficulty in English to do the good work.
在中文上面就有这个难处。
There is a little difficulty with the Chinese translation.
不过我们能留意到做一个善工的根据。
But we have to pay attention to what the basis foundation of this good work is.
那么你怎么翻译都不是问题。
It is not an issue how you translate it.
但是因为这里这个善工啊，在中国人的心思里面常常是给一些道德生活里面的内容来影响。
But the problem is that this word in Chinese translation, the good work, many people may have a misconception that they interpret it as good work being charity work of good morals.
不太容易掌握到那个原来的意思。
So then it would not be easy for us to grasp onto the original meaning of this.
不过在讲英文的人的心思里面会不会也有同样的难处，这个我就不知道。
And I don't know if for the English translation if others would have this difficulty.
不过如果我们真的是知道这里面说的是什么内容，那就不管它在文字上是怎么给人一些误解，我们也不会受影响。
And we will not be affected though if we know the true meaning of this word, so no matter how it's translated, it will not affect us.
所以我们首先把这个善工那个定义要弄得清楚。
So first we must define that meaning of good work.
什么叫做善工呢？
What does it mean, a good work?
我们不能自己做出一个定义。
We cannot define it ourselves.
不是说凡是好的就是善工。
It is not that all things are good, then they are a good work.
对人好的就是善工。
Or what is good to man, then is a good work.
如果按照人的标准来看，可以这样说。
According to man's standard, you may be able to say that.
但是我们回到神的面前来。
But when we return to the presence of
God, 留意神向人说话的那个意义。
When we pay attention to the meaning when God speaks to man,
我们就不能这样下结论。
Then we cannot make the same conclusion.
那什么叫做善工呢？
What does it mean, a good work then?
如果弟兄姊妹们还记得以弗所书第二章里面有一些话。
Now brothers and sisters still remember the words in Ephesians chapter 2.
那么这个善工就非常明确了。
Then the meaning of this good work is very clear.
因为以弗所书二章那里是有这样的话说。
Because in Ephesians chapter 2 it is stated this way.
你们得救是本乎恩啊，那一节。
And it is in the passage where it says for by grace, it is by grace you have been saved.
第八节开始以弗所书。
It is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，不要叫我们行善。这里的行善在希腊文里面就和提摩太前书那个善工是同来一个字的。
It is for by grace that we are saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, And this unto good works in the original Greek, it is the same word used in Timothy.
那这样我们就有一个根据，看到这一个善行善和那边的善功究竟是指的什么事。
And now we have a foundation, a basis to unto good works and this good work, what is it defined as?
那比如说二章十节接下去的那句话就说出了什么叫做善功。
And then it follows on in verse 10 on Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us what good works are.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And these good works are which God have before ordained that we should walk in them.
那我们用另外的一个属灵的话来说，
And if we use another spiritual term to say this,
乃是神的旨意要我们去完成的。
It is that the will of God is for us to complete.
啊，或者可以又这样说，
Or we can also say in this way,
就是我们做成神在人身上所定规的旨意，
That we have to complete the original determined will of God upon man.
那在这里我们非常明确的留意到，
And here very clearly we can see
神所预备叫我们去行的，
That what God has ordained for us to walk,
不是说到我们日常生活里头的点点滴滴，
It is not the bits and pieces that God wants us to do in our daily living.
当然在内容上会包括些许许多多，
Of course in the general content of the good work God has ordained may include those.
但是那个大前提呢，
But the premises of it,
就不是说到这些点点滴滴的日常生活的事。
It's not speaking upon these little bits and pieces of our daily living.
那个大前提乃是指着神啊永远的旨意。
But that premise is pointing at the eternal will of God.
所以说我们原是他的工作。
So it says, for we are his workmanship.
在基督耶稣里造成。
Created in Christ Jesus.
目的就是叫我们做好事。
Unto good works, that is the purpose.
什么好事呢？
What is those good works?
就是让神的旨意在我们身上完成。
It is so that the will of God can be completed upon us.
那回到提摩太前书了。
And now when you return to 1 Timothy,
我们就很清楚掌握这样的一件事。
Then we're easily to grasp on this matter.
人如果想要实行做监督的事。
Then if a man desires to walk to do the service of a bishop,
做一件事情,
then this matter,
乃是羡慕,
then he desires
神的旨意成全在我的身上,
that the will of God be completed upon me.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常非常明确的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very clear matter here stated.
人的难处,
the difficulty with man,
常常是喜欢我得着一个位分。
Very often is that they desire to gain a position.
只要我得着这个位分，那就对了。
As long as I gain that seat, that position, then that is right.
如果人不给我那个位分，
if man doesn't give me that position,
那就是他们不尊重我，我就不高兴。
It's that they don't respect me, and I won't be happy about that.
他们不赏识我，那我也不高兴。
And it's because they're not admiring me, and I don't like that.
但是在真正进入到教会带领的服事上面，
the one who is truly led into service in the church,
圣灵头一件事情就定规了做一个服事的要求是什么。
The Holy Spirit already determined what is the first requirement of service.
做一个服事的要求，
and the requirement of service,
那是人里面有一个渴慕。
Is that within man they have this desire.
渴慕什么呢？
What do they desire?
不是渴慕那个位置。
It is not they desire that position.
也不是渴慕那个名堂。
It is not that they desire a certain title.
当然更不是渴慕那一个甜头。
And of course it's not that they desire to gain some kind of other thing.
乃是渴慕一件事。
But they desire something.
就是神的旨意能在我身上。
And is that the will of God can be completed upon me?
或者说神的旨意能借着我来显明出来。
And it's in order that the will of God can be manifested through me.
因为这个就是神眼中所看的 善终。
Because this is the good work that is in the eyes of God.
我们里面有这样的一个羡慕。
Within us, who have this desire.
我们里面对我们自己有这样的要求。
If we have this requirement within us.
不是从外面说，我做这样的事情，我有多少的威风。
It's not from the external matters. If I do so many of these things, then I'll be very heavily looked upon.
我有多少的可夸之处。
Or I can boast.
我能赢得人给我的多少的尊重。
And I can win so much respect from men.
完全不是这一些。
It is completely none of these matters.
一个真实的要在教会中间做带领。
But one who truly is to be a leader in the church.
乃是要渴慕神的旨意在我的身上先能成全。
It is he who desires that the will of God be first manifested through me.
然后借着我来显明神的旨意。
And then through the completion of God's will through me to manifest the will of God.
那这个是一个最基本的要求。
And this is the very basic requirement.
那然后我们要花点时间来注意。
Now we have to spend a little time looking at this.
什么叫做监督的服事？
What is the service of a bishop?
基督教的传统
traditions of Christianity
带给我们许多在领会上的不准确。
It has brought us to many inaccuracies.
比方说
For instance,
监督
a bishop
在目前基督教的人的心思里
a man's heart in current Christianity
乃是一个大郊区的头。
It is that he is the head of a district of churches. He is the head of that diocese.
那这个大概是英国人比较惯用的词。
I guess that is a term that is more used by English, by the British.
那么人家一听，就知道这里是一个大的教区。
And so then when they hear this term, they realize this is a region, the diocese.
在一个大的教区里边是包括许多的礼堂。
And in this diocese, it is included many churches.
或者说还包括好些地方的教会。
Or you can say local fellowship.
那这些地方的教会是受这一个教受这个监督来管理。
Or these local churches is under the ruling of this bishop.
那所以你就看到这一个字啊，在基督教里边，有人把它翻成监督，有人把它翻成主教。
And so you can see that in the translation of this kind of service, some translate it as a bishop or overseer.
那所以弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要让这些不准确的观念来影响我们。
The brothers and sisters, we should not let these inaccurate concepts affect us.
你不要说，人如果想要做一个教区的头，他就要善牧善工。
And so not to say that someone who desires to be the head of this diocese, that they want to desire a good work.
那这里完全没有这样的意思。
It has none of this kind of meaning stated here.
所以我们必须先肯定什么叫做监督。
So we must first be sure what a bishop is.
那我们用简单的话来说。
To use simple words,
监督就是一个地方教会里面的长老。
That a bishop is an elder at a local church.
一个地方教会的长老就是监督。
And an elder at a local church is a bishop.
那既然是同一个了，那为什么不叫做人要想得长老的职分，要说那个监督的职分？
And so, if that is a service of an elder, then why don't they just say that plainly, that is a service of an elder and not an office of a bishop?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
我们先要解决监督就是长老，长老就是监督。
We must
这个点。
We must first solve this point that a bishop here stated is an elder. Elder is a bishop.
然后我们再看为什么有两个名称。
And then we'll see why there's two terms for this service.
啊，请弟兄姊妹们，你翻到使徒行传。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Acts.
第十九章啊。
Chapter 19.
对不起，是二十章啊。
That's chapter 20, I mean.
那我们先看十七节。
Now let us first look at verse 17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see that.
保罗在米利都这个地方邀请以弗所教会的众长老都来到他这里。
And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church.
因为他路过米利都要上耶路撒冷。
Because he has passed through Miletus on his way up to Jerusalem.
他没有时间直接到以弗所去跟弟兄们有更多的交通。
And he does not have the time to go to Ephesus to share with the brethren there, so he asked them to call them there.
以弗所教会的长老们都邀请出来。
So he has called for the elders of the church at Ephesus unto Miletus.
就跟他们交通一些话。
And to share some words with them.
然后弟兄们留意二十八节。
And then brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Take heed, therefore, unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers.
你们就当自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
To feed the church of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
Now, brothers and sisters, you've noticed.
这里有一批人。
There's this group of people here.
他们被邀请来的时候是教会的长老。
When they have been called, they were addressed as elders of the church.
但是当保罗跟他们交通到服事上面的一些内涵的时候，
Now when Paul shares with them some of the surfaces of their ministry, of their service,
就特别的指出圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
It has specifically pointed forth which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers.
长老和这里所提的监督同是一批人。
So the group, the term used here, the elders,and the overseers, it is the same group.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, thus you're able to see.
监督就是长老。
That the overseers are elders.
长老就是监督。
The elders are overseers.
都是地方教会里的事。
They are all serving at the local church.
没有超越过地方教会这个范围。
And they do not surpass the boundary of a local church.
现在的基督教监督是超越地方教会的范围的。
And the overseers today in today's Christianity has surpassed the boundary of a local church.
是地方教会以上的一个领头的人。
And they are ahead over the boundary of a local church.
但神的话给我们看见没有这回事。
But the word of God does not let us see this.
圣灵就是长老。
That the Holy Spirit is the elder.
长老就是监督。
And the elder is the overseer.
那既然是如此，那为什么要把它分成两个不同的称呼呢？
And so if it is the same thing, why do you address them differently?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意。
Now brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
长老
An elder
是说到他们属灵上学习的光景。
It speaks forth to us the condition of their spiritual experience.
也许这样说。
Or we can put it this way.
在属灵的学习上，这些人他们是比较老练。
And they're more experienced in spiritual matters.
对主的认识和经历是比较丰富。
And regarding the matters of the Lord, they're more experienced and more abundant.
所以跟在弟兄姊妹们的中间，他们属灵的成分显出来就好像是成熟一点。
And so among brothers and sisters, the condition which they manifest to be more mature.
这所以就称为长老。
So then they are called elders.
那监督呢？
for addressing as overseers.
那弟兄姊妹从英文上面你就看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, from the English translation, is very clear.
监督就是
an overseer.
你就在那里监察着众人做工的。
It's one who oversees all the ones who are working.
用通俗的话来讲
and just to use daily terms,
我们就说这是工头
and this is a head of a factory or something they're overseer of the workers
他在那里照管着众人在那里做工
and that person would be the overseer to oversee all the workers
或者给他们一些指导
maybe to give them some few pointers
或者也是观察他们那些做工的人他们的实际的光景
also to examine the actual reality of that work
所以这个完全是一个服事上的问题
so this term has to do with their service
所以从服事上面来说这些人是监督
so on the basis of the service these people are overseers
从属灵的学习和经历上面来说这些人是长老
and from spiritual experience and what they have learned these people are elders
那这样弟兄姊妹你就看到了
then brothers and sisters you can see this
人如果要想在神的教会中做监督
if a man desires in the church of God to be an overseer
那他必须是在属灵的学习和认识上面有一定的超越。
In spiritual exercise and experience, he must be learned.
并且还要在他们里面有一个渴慕。
And within them, they also must have this desire.
渴慕什么
？What desire?
我们刚才提了。
We have already mentioned.
渴慕神的旨意能在他们身上成就。
To desire that the will of God can be completed upon them.
能借着他们成就。在神儿女们的中间
and through them the will of God can be completed amongst the children of God
那是弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我们留意到这一点的时候
when we are paying attention to this point
我们就留意到
then we notice
神在教会中的管理上的安排
And we can see the arrangements that God has made upon ruling over his house.
那这些安排
And these arrangements
乃是为着神自己的见证的维持
It's in order that the testimony of God can be kept.
那弟兄姊妹注意提摩太前书人家是说这是工人的书信
Now brothers and sisters, in 1 Timothy, many call this the epistle for the workers.
当然里面有给工人直接劝勉
And indeed, there are exhortations in this epistle to workers.
但是圣灵既然是向教会说话
But the Holy Spirit also speaks to the entire church of God.
主要的对象是做工的人
And the main emphasis is to the workers.
但是普遍的对象就是全教会
But in general, it is to the entire church of God.
那所以在这里就特别提到
So here, especially mentioned
关乎教会的组织的问题
To the organization of the church.
因为神的见证不是个别人来维持的。
Because the testimony of God is not supported by a few individuals.
神的见证是借着神的教会来维持、来显出的。
The testimony of God is to be manifested through the church and to be sustained.
既然是借着一个教会，就是一个属灵的团体。来表达
and so if it's to be manifested through the church it is a spiritual organism
那因此这一个团体就有一定的组织
so then this body must have its different functions
但是有一点我们又不能不注意
so there are a few points we have to pay attention to
虽然这里有一个组织的结构
even though there is this structure of a body here
但是这个组织的结构是为了一个目的的
but the structure of thiswhole body it is for one purpose
而这个目的乃是维持神的见证
and the only purpose of this structured body is to sustain the testimony of God
不是为着要显明这一个团体
it is not to manifest this body itself
所以教会严格说起来不能说是一个组织
so the church of God itself to be strict you cannot call it an organization
虽然里面有组织的结构
even though within the structure it seems like an organization
不等于全教会
but this structure does not equal the entire church
这个结构只是 带动全教会一同活进见证。
This form structure only leads the entire church into this living testimony.
所以这个教会的结构的目的乃是为了神的见证。
So again, the structure of this body, its sole purpose is to sustain the testimony of God.
啊，借助这一个结构，叫整个的教会给带进神所要成就的旨意。
And through this structure, it leads the entire church into the will which God desires.
啊。我先在这里稍微停一下。
And I want just to pause here.
越过一些话，走到十四节以后。
Just to pass a little all these words and go to verse 14 and on.
十四节以后，你就看到这一个结构的目的在是什么。
Beyond verse 14, you can see what the purpose of this structure is then.
那我们先看看十四节，他说我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接到与荣耀。
And from verses 14 to 16, very clearly it tells us, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly, but if I tarry long, that thou may knowest how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great as the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看这一段的话，乃是说出圣灵借着保罗把监督和执事的这些事情告诉提摩太的那个目的。
And from these words, brothers and sisters, you can see that Paul's writing to Timothy and the matters of service and overseeing what the purpose the Holy Spirit shows us here.
那这个目的很显然就是教会所彰显的见证。
And this purpose is very clearly stated here, that is the testimony which is manifested by the living church.
说到教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And here it speaks of the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
是表明真理的。
They manifest the truth.
是维持真理。
And they sustain the truth.
也是坚固真理。
And they also are steadfast on the truth.
这是神的见证。
And this is the testimony of God.
然后底上就说到这一个真理的内容是什么。
And then verse 16 it tells us what are the contents of this truth.
完成就是神借着他儿子在人中间所做成的。
It is completely completed by God through his son.
你看到就是神的儿子如何来到人的中间。
It lets us see how the son of God came among men.
如何经过在人中间的那一段的日子。
And how he has gone through the experience of a man.
然后被接到荣耀。
And then he was received up into glory.
这个就是神借着神儿子在地上所显明的那个事实。
And this is the fact that God has manifested through his son.
这一个事实就是教会见证的内容。
And these truths are the contents of the church.
那教会里面一切的表显。
And all the manifestation of the church.
那教会里头所有的内容。
All that is expressed, the contents expressed through the church.
都是根据这一个事实。
It is according to the fact here.
那如果要把这一个事实来表达出来，
and if you are in order to express the truth written here,
那就不是一个人两个人的事。
It is not done by one or two.
是需要有一个团体。
It requires then a body.
这一个团体配搭起来，来表明这一个要求。
And this body must be joined together, working coordinately to express this truth.
但是在教会的里头，我们都可以发现这种情形。
And we can see all these phenomena in the church.
有信主很久的人。
There are some who have believed for
a while in the Lord. 有刚蒙恩得救的人。
And some who are just saved.
有在属灵的上面很走在前头的。
And some who are way ahead spiritually.
也有一些走得很辛苦的。
And some who are very much in suffering as they're following along.
也有好些是继续在那里往前奔走。
And some who are just striving forward.
当然也包括一些 根本不愿意走的。
And of course, included in that group are some who are not willing
to go forward at all. 那这是社会一般的光景。
And this is the general circumstance of the
church. 但是神要求这一个见证。
But God requires this testimony.
能给带到一个活的、具体的一个表现的。
To be led to this condition that it can be living and very practical in reality.
那怎么能来带出这一个结果呢？
And how can you bring forth such a result?
那所以圣灵就在这里来显明教会的在组织上的一个结构。
So then the Holy Spirit manifests to us the structure of this body.
但重要的不是这个结构。
But what's important is not how it's structured.
重要的是这个结构的目的。
But the importance is the purpose of this body.
因为这是结构的存在。
Because the existing of this structure.
不是为了维持一个组织。
It is not so that this body can be kept together.
乃是要显明这个组织该有的。表明
but is to manifest what this structure, this body ought to express.
那因此我们就注意到
So then let's pay attention.
圣灵在这里说到
The Holy Spirit speaks of
有一些弟兄们会站在监督的这个地位上来陪伴着弟兄姊妹们一同往前走
Now there may be some brethren who are standing in this position of an overseer to follow along with the body
但是这是做监督的
But these individuals who are overseers
他们整个的服事不是根据外面的需要
Their entire service is not based on external needs
而是根据他们里面的服事的要求
But it is based on the requirement of what is desired within.
那在这些弟兄们的里面，他们有一个催促，有一个负担。
And within these brothers, they have this urging and this burden.
他们要陪伴着神的儿女们一同走进神的旨意。
Along with the children of God, they want to go along into the will of God.
而我们读腓立比书的时候
，And when we read Philippians,
我们看到教会的一个整个的组成
We can see the structure of the church
那弟兄姊妹你留意第一章第一节
Brothers and sisters pay attention to chapter 1 verse 1
那说基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事
Paul and Timothy the servants of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons.
那如果说是教会
If you're speaking of the entire church
那在腓立比的在基督里的众圣徒就已经包括了
Then that means it's only means to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi.
因为诸位监督和诸位执事都在众圣徒这一个范围里
because it means that all the overseers and deacons are in this and Philippi
而如果从一个属灵的教会来说那众圣徒已经表明一切
but if it, from a spiritual point of view then all the saints meaning it includes everyone
但是一接触到那个地方教会的时候
but when you're talking in terms of the local fellowship
那就不能避免的由教会的结构显出来
then you cannot neglect that there would be manifest the structure of the local body
那这个教会的地方教会的结构是什么
then what is the structure of this local church
腓立比书这里就很清楚给我们看到这三个组成的部分
in Philippians it gives us very clearly how it is structured these three aspects
主要的是众圣徒
the most important is all the saints
然后是监督和执事
and then it is the overseers and deacons
我们感谢神
we thank God
我和弟兄姊妹一同来留意这一个部分
as we pay attention to this portion
乃是愿意我们甘心照着神的话语来跟随的
It is so that we may very willingly follow according to the word of God.
我们必须看到一件事。
We must be able to see one thing.
教会不能成为一个组织。
That the church can never become an organization.
虽然它有 组织的结构。
Even though they may have a structure of
an organization. 但是这个组织的结构不是最主要的。
But the structure is not the most important.
最主要的是教会是表明在表明什么。
What is most important is what does the church manifest.
如果教会的表明不明确。
If what the church manifests is not clear.
那这个教会的结构就没有什么意义。
Then the structure of the church has no meaning at all.
如果要叫这个教会的结构有意义。
In order to cause the structure of the church to have any meaning.
那这个结构必须不能离开它显出来的目的。
Then the structure cannot depart away from the, what is the purpose of what it is manifesting.
我再重复的说。
I repeat once again.
这一个教会的结构不是为了这一个组织的存教会这个组织的存在。
The structure of the body is not so that this body, this organization can be held together.
乃是为着教会的见证的显出。
But it's in order for the testimony of the church to be manifested.
我或者说是为了神的见证，借着教会在地上显出。神不强调教会的组织。
So we never emphasize the structure of the church.
但是我们也不能完全忽略了教会该有正常的组织。
Nevertheless, we cannot neglect that the local church ought to have a very normal structure.
那教会正常的组织是根据什么呢？
And what is this normal structure of the local church according to?
不是根据工作的需要。
It is not according to the need of the work.
也不是根据人的意见。
It is not according to what man thinks.
乃是根据神自己的定规。
But it's according to the will of God.
神在教会中只是定规两一个非常简单的结构。
And in the will of God, he has determined a very simple structure.
就是 A 部分弟兄们做监督。
That is for a few to be overseers.
一部分弟兄姊妹做执事。
And a few brothers and sisters to be deacons.
那就透过这么简单的一个结构，
and through such a simple structure,
就把整个教会带动起来，
will move the entire church.
我们就要问一个问题，
then we must ask this question.
为什么神把他的见证托付给教会？
Why is it that God would entrust his testimony to the church?
这是一件非常非常不得了的大事。
This is a very great matter.
我们就从八十四节以后的那个信息来读，以后我们会读到，你会觉得这个事情实在是大得不得了。
And we will get into the message from verse 14 to 16. Indeed, this is a great matter.
按照人的想法。
And according to what man thinks.
怎么可能借着那么简单的一个结构来执行这样高的一个这样重的一个任务？
How is it possible through such a simple structure that you can entrust and receive such a great, heavy and high, testimony?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们会问这一个问题，
If we know how to ask this question,
那就是问的正对。
It is the right question.
现在我们回到教会的性质。
And this brings us back to the nature of the church then.
教会是谁的教会？
The church, whose church is it?
叫教会能活的是谁呢？
This church is able to live. Who?
如果我们把这个问题一带出来，
If we're to bring forth these questions,
我们立刻就看到，
Then immediately we can see,
不是人，
It is not man. It is not man's church.
也不是人能带动教会。
It is not that man is able to move the entire church.
教会怎能活？
It's in order that the church can even live.
教会怎能存留？
That the church can exist.
教会的见证能给带动？
That the testimony of the church can be moved.
乃是因为教会是神的教会。
It is because the church is the church of God.
或者说教会是基督的教会。
Or the church is Christ's church.
我们回到整个属灵的教会的光里面去。
And if we return to the entire history of the light of the church,
我们一定能很清楚地看见教会的头是基督。
Very clearly then we're able to see that the head of the church is Christ.
也就是说教会的元首是基督。
That the head of the church is Christ.
如果基督做元首这一件事情没有给显明，
And if Christ being the head of the church is not manifested,
再严密的组织也不管用。
No matter how good, how tight the structure is, it is useless.
最完善的组织也起不了作用。
Even the most perfect structure would not have
function. 而更重要的那一个件事情。
Because such an important matter.
乃是让基督做元首。
It is so that Christ can be manifested as the head.
那所以就不在乎那个组织的架构严密完善，或者说是包罗万有。
So it does not mean that this body, that structure, how tight it is, how perfect it is, or how much everything that it includes.
而是要看基督在教会中的地位明确不明确。
But it's in order to see that in this body is the position of Christ very evident.
所以我们的主也没有给教会有很严密的组织结构。
So our Lord did not structure the church in this fashion that it is very tight.
只是那么简单的就是说教会里面有监督有执事那就足够。
And not with so many levels that it is so simple that in the church you only need the saints, the elders, and the deacons.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, then you notice,
我们翻到彼得前书第五章那里。
If we turn to 1 Peter chapter 5,
我们就看到刚才我所交通的话的那个根据。
Then we can see the foundation of the words I just shared.
那第一节、第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我这是长老做基督受苦的见证，从想后来所要显现是荣耀的。劝你们中间与我同作长老的人，勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。
The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight therefore not by constraint but willingly.
底下有一些很具体的话。
And then there are some very practical, matters.
但是那是很具体的话，乃是在说明这里所说的一句话。
But those, very practical matters state what is recorded in verses 1 and 2.
按着神照管他们。
Taking the oversight, therefore, not by constraint but willingly. According to God, it is taking the oversight thereof according to God.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, you can see this.
是把神的众儿女们带到神的面前。
It is so that you can take all the children of God before God.
在他们的服事上是按照神。
And according to the service of those who are serving, it is according to God.
那中文加上神的旨意，这也对。
And in Chinese, they added on according to the will of God. That is still correct.
但是不加上其实更清楚。
But if you don't add the will of God on, it's even more clear.
而是按照神的自己来照管。
It is plainly according to God, God Himself, to take the oversight thereof.
乃是把众人带到神的权柄的底下。
It is so that you can take the entire flock under the authority of God,
带到神的心意的管理和带领的底下。
And take them under the will and heart and guidance of God,
而不是带到人的手下。
It is not to bring them under the head of man.
那如果我们看到这样的一件事，
if we're able to see such a matter,
我们就能领会为什么神并没有把一个很复杂的教会组织的结构
Then very simply we're able to see why God did not give a very complicated, confusing structure of an organization to the church.
只是把一个非常简单、简单的哦，不能再简单的这样的一个结构。
And he
给教会。
He only gave to the church a very simple, you cannot get any more simple structure than this to the church.
那这又给我们看到，这一教会的组织的结构乃是为了神的见证，而不是为了维持教会的日常。
And also this lets us see that the structure of the body is solely to manifest the testimony of God and not to sustain this body.
而我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
And indeed we praise and thank our Lord.
在 教会面对着一些混乱的情形。
And when the church is facing some confusing matter,
那在早期教会使徒的教会就已经面对这些光景。
And in the days of the apostles, they were already facing these conditions of confusion.
历世历代的教会也都面对同样原则的事。
And all the generations throughout the ages have encountered the same condition.
那但是神没有因为教会长久以来面对这许许多多见证上的难处。
But God, not because that the church has constantly faced these difficulties throughout the ages.
而真理的难上的难处。
That they face the difficulties regarding the church.
神就给教会一个很严密的组织。
Then God has given to the church a very confusing, many leveled structure.
要用组织来推动工作。
And to use then the structure to move his work along.
要用组织来维持工作。
Or to use this structure to sustain the work.
人要用组织来发展工作。
Or to use the structure to manifest the work even greater.
这是人所做的。
This is how man would do it.
这不是神要做。
But this is not what God wants to do.
神要做的只有一件事。
There's only one thing that God wants done.
那就是人给带到神的面前去接受神自己的管理。
That man be brought into the presence of God to receive the ruling from God.
这是教会的结构。
And the structure of the church then.
说准确一点，长老、监督和执事。
To be more clear then, it is the overseers and the deacons.
只是把神的教会带回神的面前。
It's only their service to bring the church back before the presence of God.
让神的教会直接面对面的遇见神。
So then that the church of God can see God face to face.
这样每一个神的儿女们都是直接的面对着他们的主。
Then thus all the children of God can personally, individually, face to face see the Lord.
从主那里接受约束。
And through the Lord to receive constraint,
也从主那里接受催促。
And also to be urged by the Lord,
也从主那里接受带领。
And also to be led by the Lord.
这样就进入教会的配搭的里面。
Then are they entering into the coordination of the body?
这样就如同十五节所说的。
Then we can be as verse 15 says,
在神的家中当怎样行?
That we know how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God.
叫教会实在能被带进神的家这样的一个实际。
So that the church can be brought into this practicality of being a house of God.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
实在发展到现在。
Throughout the ages as to now,
许多基督教里面有名的人物都在那里鼓吹用组织来发展工作。
So many famous leaders in Christianity always urge through an organization to manifest the work of God.
我就想起尼德兰弟兄所说的一些话。
Then I think of some words spoken by Brother Watchman Nee.
神看重人的所事过于人的所做。
That God looks heavily more upon who man is and not what he does.
然后又说
and
如果一个不能让神做工的人他就不能为神工作。
If one that does not allow for God to work that cannot do the work for God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他在教会面对着许多属灵上混乱的时候
that he allows for the church to face many spiritual confusion.
他没有给教会一个怎么样的结构或者是什么样的一个机构的组织来对抗这个属灵的混乱。
He did not use the structure of the body or structure organization to resist all these confusions.
他只是用这个非常简单的安排来让神的儿女们去学习去操练直接的面对面的活在主的管理的底下。
But he uses a very simple arrangement for the children of God to personally, individually come before the Lord's presence face to face to learn and experience how to live under the authority of the Lord.
我想今天晚上我就先把这样的一个 第一次先交通给弟兄姐妹。
I think first tonight I would just share this thought with brothers and sisters.
我们下次才接触这些俗事的时候，这些具体的事。
Next week then we'll look into the very practical aspects of the service.
啊，但愿主保守我们。
And may the Lord keep us.
能藏在他话的光中来真实。
That we can always follow in the light of His word.
我想我们今天晚上交通就停在这。
I think we shall end our meeting, our sharing here tonight.